So Peter puts here something that I think is very, very helpful to us. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. The Lord can do in one day what normally would take 1,000 years to do. And 1,000 years is nothing to the Lord. It's like one day. So if you're 70, you can think of how many thousands of years that might be, and so on. But the Lord works his purposes out, and he builds them up. And if you like, he builds them up sometimes slowly, but when he moves remarkably fast. So the build-up may take 1,000 years. It was many thousands of years before the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, 4,000 years. But then that wasn't long, as the Lord thinks, but he was working out his promise. And then in the time of a mere 33 years, or 30 years perhaps, he worked out the whole salvation on which the whole of mankind hinges, and the salvation which everyone who's going to be in heaven hinges, and it all took place in that very, very short period. The Lord is quite happy moving slowly, and then he can move with a speed which beggars imagination. It teaches us to be patient, of course. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but he is long-suffering. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. 2 Peter 3:8. And if you say the verse to me as a memory passage, I do expect where it comes from. Like we had Psalm 92 verse 14 and Psalm 23 verse 4 and 2 Peter 3:8. I expect that to be part of it as well. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, this is the generation that thou hast given us. This is our turn to serve the people who live round about us. Others have served very well, and some have left behind them things that benefit us greatly. Those who wrote the scriptures served their day, but have served us. And supremely thy dear Son served every generation from those few years in which he was upon earth. We ask that our lives might count for something very important in many people's lives. We therefore commit our lives to thee, because only if they are in thy hands can they mean anything of any significance to anybody. Pray, Lord, that we may take the gospel, that there will be those one day in heaven who will always praise thee that ever they met us, because we taught them about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they wouldn't have been there but for the things that we said, perhaps. We bless thee that thou dost take ordinary people who believe in thee and use them to spread that glorious gospel across the world. Thank thee for what has happened as a result of the 11 apostles and then the other one that was voted to them. And now, as they began to take the gospel in the world, as a result of those 12, it's everywhere in the world, all across the world, reaching every major language and bidding fair to reach every people of every language. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt make our lives to count among others. But we do pray that even if we are not permitted to have lives that make much difference to anybody else, that they may mean something to thee, because we daily express how much we love thee. We daily express how we worship thee for thy power and thy majesty, and thy grace, and thy kindness, and thy love. We bless thee, Lord, for all thy love towards mankind. Thou hast so loved the world that thou didst give thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when we think, dear Lord, of all those Jews who rejected thy dear Son, and all the millions in the world today, whether in Russia or China or Africa or Europe or America, all those millions who don't worship thee, who live as if the world was just made for them, we do wonder how thou dost feel. And we know what the Bible says, that thou art angry with the wicked every day. We pray that the gospel may yet go forth in mighty power across the whole world, that thy name may be glorified, and wherever thy name is glorified, men and women will be blessed. We ask that we may believe that gospel, that we may spread that gospel. And if we get Bibles into other countries, we pray that we may read those Bibles ourselves. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt speak especially to our souls during this week when we're away. May it be that perhaps this week makes a difference to our life that is beyond all calculation, but only because thou hast directed it to be so. Hear these our prayers, and do for us exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, for thy glorious name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.